Yeah, exactly. It's to me, that's rude. You know, it's if it was important, you know, which I'm sure it's not, I would have answered because it would have been someone important calling me. Yeah, actually, it's funny that you bring that up because that guy was blowing up our purchasing agent today, and he was on the phone with other customers. And so that guy called my phone because he couldn't get through to the other guy. And it's just like, holy cow, this type of thing can be easily handled with a text message or an email or even a voicemail. You do not need to speak with someone, you know. And then, you know, to me it was like, I'm an estimator. I'm not even in the same building as our purchasing guy. So he calls me up to tell me that he needs these paint cans put in a place outside of a building. And it's like, okay, well, now I have a problem I have to deal with that I can't just, you know, your inconvenience has become my inconvenience. And, I don't know. I don't understand people that have that kind of urgency, but not enough common sense to deal with it properly.
NAWRO. Yeah, it's like when they catch your number, they can circumvent the normal, you know, method of business. And aha, I've got another guy. I'm going to call that other guy. And, you know, no, that's not the way it works. I mean, maybe once in a blue moon in a quasi-semi-emergency, maybe, but not just for their convenience. Anyhow, enough of that, I guess. We get to rant a little bit, don't we?